You're listening to Radio City Talk at full time with Matt Jones, and it's a Tuesday, so it's time to do our non-league feature. And today we're actually venturing outside of Merseyside and Cheshire because a story that I picked up on the internet this week really sparked my interest. And it's a club called Hashtag United. You might not have heard of them because they don't actually have a kind of system where they have people come to their home grounds and stuff like that. It is more a online-based football team who've just been accepted into the football pyramid. So I'm delighted now to be joined by their commercial director and a player as well, Seb Carmichael Brown, to talk about it. Good afternoon, Seb.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
No, great to have you on. First of all, just explain a little bit about the concept of Hashtag United.
You know what? It's a question we get asked a lot, and it's not the easiest one to answer, but I'll try my best for you. So my brother and the captain of Hashtag United is a YouTuber, if you like. He's a content creator, makes videos largely on YouTube around football. His name is Spencer Owen, otherwise known as Spencer FC. And he's been making videos about non-league and about football for, well, over 5 years now. They would range from going and visiting and watching teams like East Thurrock to West Ham, who we all support, travelling with England, playing football computer games, doing all sorts of other things with footballers themselves, making all sorts of football videos. A really sad event happened in Spencer's life a couple of years ago now. One of his friends from school sadly passed away very unexpectedly. And Spencer arranged a charity, like a get-together of him and his mates. I played as well. And to honour the memory of his friend that passed away. And with Spencer making videos about football on YouTube, you know, he decided to film it and, you know, put it on his channel and, you know, not really knowing what the reaction would be. To probably give you a bit of context, Spencer's got right now nearly 2 million followers on his YouTube channel. However, back then, it was much, much smaller. But even so, the content of this match did really, really well. A lot of people seemed to like the way it was just very intimately shot. It was about their friends playing football for a good cause, having fun, not taking it too seriously, and just edited and put together in it in an easy way, maybe a slightly different way of connecting with football than you get in the elite level of the game. Anyway, long story shortened, Spencer decided to see if we could do that more regularly. So we started a team called Hashtag United, very much based on the name being, instead of us being from a particular town in the country, our roots are on the internet. So a name that reflects that. And we basically started playing in a divisional structure that we created ourselves. And that's what we've been doing for the last 2 years and what we call has been chapter one of the club's, albeit very young, history. And that basically was a pyramid divisional structure where we're the only team. So if you imagine what happens in computer games that are very popular now with the digital generation, such as EA Sports, FIFA 18, Hashtag United went into this five divisional structure. And basically how it works is Division 5, you can play anybody. So we could play a celebrity team, we could play another YouTube team, we could play a Premier League staff team, we could play anyone you like. And our journey is about us getting a certain number of points to go through those divisions. So Division 5, we could play a maximum number of 10 games. And in those 10 games, you have to get 12 points. Mm. If we don't, we don't go up. If we do, we do. There's rewards along the way. And all of it being filmed and put on YouTube. And every division we get into, we try and make the team slightly harder that we're playing against. But also, the amount of wins we've got to get out of those maximum 10 games is more. So Division 4, if you get 15, et cetera, et cetera. So that's where it all started. It really, really took off. We average about 500,000 people watch all of our games online. We've got a shirt sponsorship currently with Computer Game Top 11. We've got a kit deal with Umbro, who make a totally bespoke kits for us. We've been on tour to America with Coca-Cola, done many other international tours as well, playing exhibition games. And it's all filmed for our YouTube channel, and we're having a lot of fun with it. And that's basically where we've been and what we've been doing the last 2 years, you know, developing, you know, the early parts of a story of a club that's essentially founded between, you know, Spencer and his mates and me and my mates from school and university. And, you know, that really culminated for us in a big, big game we did, a big charity game we did called the Wembley Cup in partnership with EE, which was a big game at Wembley Stadium last year. We, Hashtag United, took on a team put together by other online creators called the F2 Freestylers. And we had some ex-pros thrown in as well, the likes of Steven Gerrard, William Gallas, big names like David James, Robbie Fowler. These sorts of guys took part in the game as well. We sold 34,000 tickets to the game, and millions watched online. It was sort of the end of chapter one, if you like. And our goal is very much now to see how far we can take this. We're going to be entering into the football pyramid, the real football pyramid, if you like, We've been talking to the FA for a little while about how that might work, and luckily for us, there's a new division being formed this year by the Eastern Counties League, which is the Eastern Senior League, I believe. Well, that is the name of it, the Eastern Senior League. It's at Step 6, and yeah, we're coming into that division. There's been a few things that have come out recently that have been a bit upsetting to hear, people thinking that we're taking someone else's spot. There was a bit of a mix-up. We were initially put in the wrong league. We were put into this team, this league in the Midlands, where there's apparently one team leaving, and people thought that we were going in to nick their spot, which is just absolutely not the case. You know, we knew nothing about that Midlands league ourselves. Going into the Eastern Senior League, it's a brand new league. I think across the entire pyramid, there are 11 new teams going in, and obviously many leaving for various reasons. But we definitely wouldn't ever want to come into the league and take someone else's spot. You know, we're quite excited about how we can be a benefit, hopefully in some way, to other non-league clubs by the fact that we have this younger and different and online audience that hopefully we can all celebrate. You know, as Spencer's been doing for many, many years on his channel, what non-league is and how great non-league football can be, and the players and the clubs, and you know, we can bring a new fresh set of eyeballs to that world.
Yeah, certainly. I think more people are beginning to realise just how good non-league football can be. You're listening to Radio City Talk at Matt Jones here, and I'm speaking to Seb Carmichael Brown from #UnitedFC. Why do you think it has been so popular? Why are you getting so many people watching each game?
I think it's a bit of a parallel to what's happening in the world these days, where you know you see attention shifting from the big screen onto the smaller handsets, your tablets and your iPhones, and etc. People are consuming, and certainly a younger audience are consuming media in general in a different way now. We've created a format that's #United that's not 90 minutes. It's a 90-minute match with FA refs. All the games we've ever done have been that way. But it's cut down into like a 20-minute highlight show. There's a bit of inside the dressing room stuff. There's some halftime stuff. There's post-match analysis, as you get in normal football. But it's shot in a much more intimate way. And the guys in it are half decent at football. It's not, you know, the elite world of football that we're trying to compete with. It's telling the story about those guys who have literally come from playing in the playground together and are now travelling around the world, playing up against the likes of Stevie G in front of big crowds at Wembley Stadium, and now going to be actually seeing how they get on in the world of non-league as well. It's going to be a real test for us, you know. Not a lot of our current players have played at that level before, so it's going to be interesting to see how we get on. And I think it's just the way that story's been shot and made on those platforms for a modern-day audience is the reason it's been successful.
Yeah, it really is fascinating, I think, at what is going on. Tell us a little bit about where you play as well, because your audience is the people who watch you on YouTube. It's not people who come to the ground.
Yeah, when we've done the videos in the last 2 years, we haven't opened the ground up, mainly because the videos take a long time to edit. You know, we're not a big company by any means. You know, we've got limited resources. It's quite an expensive undertaking to run #United, and we're very fortunate to have partners like we have with Top 11 and Umbro and 188, and we have these guys who support us, allow us to spend the money we do. But you know, that's the other thing that's come out. People think we're going to come in and buy the league, and we've got all this money. We really don't. The money we raise, very gratefully, from partners, just goes towards paying the costs, and they're considerable costs to have a big film crew follow a football team around, as you can imagine. Your question there was what? Sorry?
Just where you play and the situation with people coming to watch
exactly.
You.
Apologies, yeah, that I got lost there. So yeah, that we haven't, because it's always been about making the video, and the video would go out a few weeks later. We haven't always had people down to the ground because they bring their phone, they film it themselves, they tweet out the result, and it sort of ruins it for everyone else. So we have had some games like that. We've ranged from games where we've had 500 people down, all the way up to, you know, the really big games with 30-odd thousand at Wembley Stadium. We definitely don't expect anything like that going forward. We are going to, obviously, the result's going to be out there straight away now. You know, it's playing in an FA pyramid in the league system. The result we've published, we'll look to turn any content we did make from any games around a lot sooner. However, we love to have people down if they want to come. You know, going to be an interesting one to see how that goes, because I think that's a real opportunity we've got, is that we do have an audience, and that roughly is sort of the main demographic we get stats on our YouTube channel, is sort of between 15 and 30 year olds, or really the sweet spot is probably 15 to 24 year old males in the UK that watch our videos. So there, we're going to be visiting a lot of towns that, you know, some of the guys who are appearing in our videos are also YouTube creators themselves, haven't been before. So we hope some of those guys will come down to watch the games, as they have done in the past. We had a game, it was a good test for us, game that just went up on our channel this weekend. It was against AFC Newquay, who also play at the same step as us. Really, really well-contested game. And we only publicised that match via a few tweets in the days preceding the match. And I think we had nearly 700 people turn up to watch it. So any sort of anything even close to that would be fantastic to meet some of the guys that do watch our videos online. But also, hopefully, it will be a big benefit to the other teams in the league in that, you know, we can bring a lot of extra gate receipts and, you know, concessions, things, and hopefully benefit everybody.
Certainly will. Just finally then, Seb, but what is the ceiling as such for Hashtag United? Obviously, the aim is going to be promotion. How far can this team go?
I don't know, you know. I think we're going to have fun finding out. As I said, you know, sometimes we say we're one of the only teams in the league that are not in the results business. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. We're all competitive guys. We want to win. We'd love to be able to, you know, contend for promotion. But that's by far, like, the overarching objective. If that happens, that would be fantastic. And we would welcome it, of course. But also, we wouldn't want to just get rid of all the players that have got us this far and that the audience has formed a relationship with just because we want to compete, you know. Well, of course, probably one or two faces are going to come in, I'm sure. But at the same point, we wouldn't want to just do wholesale changes. So getting promoted would be great. Who knows where the future could hold? We're just like having fun, living our dream at the minute of, you know, playing football together and seeing how far it can take us.
It's going to be fascinating going forward. I'm going to keep an eye on it myself as well. Seb, thank you for your time.
Thanks
and best of luck over the forthcoming season.
Thanks so much, guys. Thank you.